Good morning. Dr. Shirley sends his regrets. He's not able to be here this morning. He had a teaching obligation that he could not get out of. So I will be filling in for him. Everyone that worked on the project is Dr. Shirley, LaDon Day, Phil Roberts, and Stanley Culpepper out of the University of Georgia. And the presentation today is about the exploration of the single gene Bolgard technology. And we're conducting an analysis of alternatives available to Georgia cotton producers. Over 90% of Georgia cotton acreage is BR technology. In fact, less than 1% of the state is non-transgenic. The state used to plant a greater amount of straight Roundup Ready cotton, but yields were not good, and yields improved when the stack gene, BR, came along. To date, the state has not widely adopted the Bolgard 2, which is referred to as B2 in the slides, the Roundup Ready Flex, RF, in the slides, and the Wide Strike, or the W, in the slides, and Liberty Link technologies. So the state has not widely adopted these technologies yet. Previous research at UGA has concluded that these technologies are of value and have utility for the producer, but unless packaged with yield potential, producers are nonetheless reluctant to use them. So as the previous slide showed, over 90% of Georgia acreage is BR. Of greater significance within the state is that over 80% is planted to a single variety, which is the Delta Pine 555 BR. Prior to 2008, it was recommended that Georgia producers begin to try some of the other varieties and technologies due to the pending elimination of the single gene Bolgard technology. In 2008, DP 555 BR comprised 86% of the state's acreage, but there were slight increases in two gene technologies, the B2R, B2 Roundup Ready Flex, Wide Strike Roundup Ready, and the Wide Strike Roundup Ready Flex. These cottons, however, still comprise less than 5% of the state. So as far as the situation is concerned, the single gene Bolgard technology is dominates Georgia acreage, especially the 555, and that is set to expire in September 30th of this upcoming year. So DP 555 and other single gene varieties will not be available, and the availability in 2010 is limited to remaining supplies. The other situation, one of the reasons that DP 555 is planted so widely in Georgia is because it has offered such strong and consistent yield advantages over some of the other varieties. So that presents a problem for Georgia producers. They're very concerned about the loss of this variety. To date, Georgia producers have not quite embraced the available two-gene technologies, the B2 and the Wide Strike. They also face increasing spreading glyphosate resistance. As Terry showed in his slide, there is glyphosate resistance in Georgia. So that's another problem that they faced, that they do face. Many of the B2 cottons are packaged with Roundup Ready Flex, but both Roundup and Roundup Ready Flex have reduced value in Georgia due to the need to use residual chemistries to combat the glyphosate resistance. The economic impact of elimination of single gene technology is uncertain due to the available variety and technology choices, any differences in yield and fiber quality, and differences in costs and production practices. So as far as our objectives for this study, it's to compare recent yield data from the UGA variety trials to determine yield differences between the Delta Pine 555 and the two gene varieties. We also wanted to compare gin turnout and fiber quality characteristics and compare any technology-related production practices and costs among the varieties and analyze the alternatives available to Georgia producers. So effective with the 2010 season, if not before, what are the alternatives available to cotton producers? Simply, the choice is either to switch to the non-BT cottons or switch to two-gene cottons. This table shows the technology types and variety brands available, and this is based on the 2008 cotton varieties planted report, and it includes only those with acreage represented in Georgia. for brands sold in Georgia. And for the study, analysis was conducted comparing the 555 to the Chew gene technology, which is any B2s and wide strikes, included in the UGA variety trials over a three-year period, which expanded from 2006 to 2008. Conventional and other non-BT cottons were not considered. In 2006, 555 was one of eight BR varieties. There were eight Bollgard 2 and wide strike varieties in 2007 and 2008. There were 11 Bollgard 2 and wide strike varieties. The UGA variety trials include the same varieties in both irrigated and non-irrigated tests. The irrigated tests are conducted at four locations, and the non-irrigated tests are also conducted at four locations, but for this analysis, Athens was omitted because the 555 is not adapted for that location. So we looked at Bainbridge, Tifton, Plains, and Midville for irrigated, and Tifton, Plains, and Midville for the non-irrigated. So looking at the irrigated yields, over 3 years at four irrigated locations, the highest yielding two-gene variety each year averaged 9% less yield than 555. The top three varieties averaged 12.5% less than 555, and the average of all two-gene cottons was 18% less than 555. The yield difference between the highest yielding Bollgard 2 and wide strike variety and the 555 has declined over time, so they're showing improvements in yield. Whether this is a function of better varieties or whether has not been tested, it's just an observation. So looking at the non-irrigated yields and the results in the variety trials. Over 3 years at three non-irrigated locations at Plains, Midville, and Tifton, the highest yielding two-gene variety each year averaged 7% less than 555, and the top three varieties averaged 11% less than 555. The average of all two-gene cottons was 17% less. Again, the yield difference between the highest yielding Bollgard 2 and wide strike varieties in Delta Pont 555 has declined over time. So in 2007, the highest yielding two-gene variety, Americott 1550, B2 Roundup Ready Flex, yielded higher than 555. So looking at fiber quality. In addition to yield, the variety trial data was also analyzed for differences in gin turnout and fiber quality. The next two tables summarize the fiber quality for the same varieties based on yield in the previous two tables. In other words, this is fiber quality still based on the highest or top varieties based on yield, not fiber quality. It has generally been observed that 555 is not the very best quality fiber. Looking at data from the irrigated test, there appears we can expect some improvement in uniformity and staple, but the differences appear slight when averaged over location and time. So pretty much the same comments apply to non-irrigated plots in the variety trials. On average, there are slight improvements in uniformity and staple compared to 555. So now we're going to compare the cost of production of the varieties. Upon expiration of single-gene Bollgard technology in producers, then having to switch to other technologies, in addition to any yield and fiber quality effects, cost of production could also change. Such cost changes could include seed and associated tech fees, insect control, and weed control. This table shows the tech fees and variety brand seed prices for the 2009 crop year. Technology is priced depending on the number of seed in the bag. Seed per bag varies by brand. The Delta Pine varieties, for example, are sold in a 250,000 seed bag. For 2009, for Delta Pine 555, for example, the combined seed manufacturer's suggested retail price and tech fee would be $450.45 per bag. A Delta Pine Bollgard 2 Roundup Ready Flex variety would be $540 per bag. And a Stoneville Bollgard 2 Roundup Ready Flex variety, labeled as ST on this chart, would be $481.60 $0.60 for a 220,000 seed bag. All right. Still looking at comparative cost of production. This table shows the seed and technology cost per acre. This is based on 36-inch rows and planting 2 to 3 seed per foot, which is typically or thought to be an average for Georgia. Delta Pine 555 would be $65 per acre. A Bolgard 2 Roundup Ready Flex variety, which is an average of Delta Pine and Stoneville, for example, would be $79 per acre. A Phytogen Wide Strike Roundup Ready Flex, for example, would be $75 per acre. Weed control varies widely and depends on weather, location, and typical problems, management, and choices of materials. This table represents just one possible program for input received by Dr. Culpepper. It is not a recommendation. It is just for illustration purposes. This also assumes the producer does not have, but is managing for glyphosate resistance by using residual chemistry. The table shows the same program for both Roundup and Roundup Ready Flex. While Flex does offer utility and flexibility to the producer, the ability, if needed, to spray beyond the four-leaf stage, the technology has limited value when managing for resistance. The main point of conclusion from this slide is that while weed control problems and cost can and do vary widely, it is possible that there could be very little difference between Roundup, Roundup Ready Flex, and Liberty Link systems when it comes to dollars. This table offers an example comparison of insect control costs for Bolgard, Bolgard 2, and Wide Strike. Again, this is for illustration purposes only and does not constitute a recommendation. Situations and materials used vary widely in Georgia. This was prepared from input from Dr. Roberts and based on average typical Georgia grower experiences. We anticipate Bolgard 2 to provide improved cotton or improved control of corn earworm, and resulting sprays would be for stink bugs only. We anticipate Wide Strike to provide better control and lower costs than BT, but not as good as the Bolgard 2. Going from BT to either Bolgard 2 or Wide Strike, there are differences in number of applications and cost. In either system, cost is expected to be lower, but the difference between Bolgard 2 and Wide Strike is moderate to minor on average. Now let's take a look at the total cost picture. These are just seed and technology-related costs. All other production practices and costs are assumed unchanged by the switch from Bolgard single gene to the Bolgard 2 or Wide Strike. The Bolgard 2 Roundup Flex and the Wide Strike Roundup Flex and the Bolgard 2 Liberty Link are compared to the Delta Pine 555. Cost for the Bolgard 2 Liberty Link is lower than others, but cost is not that different across the board, as you can see. So to summarize and conclude, in the UGA variety trials, yield for Bolgard 2 and Wide Strike cottons has been less than that of Delta Pine. And the best two gene cottons have been about 10% less. Differences may have narrowed and new varieties continue to be developed, but at present there's no equal substitute for 555 within the state. Fiber quality could improve with the shift from this variety. Improvements in uniformity and staple are definitely possible. The variety trial data on this is not strong and consistent, however. Production practices, inputs, and cost of production can vary widely. It is possible that production cost per acre could be similar to that of the Delta Pine 555. But yield will likely continue to be the major factor in choosing a variety after expiration of the single gene Bolgard technology. And that ends the presentation. I could try to entertain any questions or review any slides for you.
Thank you, Mandy. Great job.
Thank you.